This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Holloman stops it, finds the pass inside, shot almost blocked away, and rebounded by Gillespie. 9 seconds to go. Kevin Woodard says, let's push it. 6 seconds, five, Gillespie with a three, that's no good. Rebounded by the Spartans, and Holloman trying to beat the...
Oh my gosh,
are you kidding me? He hits a shot at the buzzer.
A 50-footer at the buzzer.
In the back court.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Two teams battling. We shot 31%. They shot 33%. It was a dogfight. And you know, that's the second time in a row we've come off bye weeks and just haven't played overly well. So this is all on me.
Heard the final sequence. Johnny Holiday, Chris Knocke, and Walt Williams all on the call live from the Xfinity Center. We were there last night. It was a great atmosphere. Incredible. Kudos to the student section. Kudos to the crowd. That's as loud as I've ever heard that place. But unfortunately, Maryland, who was down 9 with a little over 5 minutes left, down 7 with a little over 3 minutes left, came back to tie it and had an opportunity to take the lead or win the game. But Jacoby Gillespie took a three probably too soon, and you heard the three-point shot, half-court shot at the buzzer. Goes in. Michigan State beats Maryland 58-55.
It was Izzo's night. I said I thought the way this set up would kind of play into his hands a lot of ways. The Terps being off that long, Michigan State beating their rival Michigan. This maybe being a spot that they might not be that up for. The crowd's going to be nuts, though, and Vegas thinks you're going to lose by 5. Let's go out and prove them wrong, and let's make them play our game. And that's exactly what happened. The fast start from the Terps, not there. The shooting threes early to make them try to chase you with threes and not settle for twos, never happened. Getting them uncomfortable, rattling them. No, Maryland turned the ball over as much as Michigan State did, despite that great crowd behind them. Getting some semblance of an inside-outside game going. No. Having Derek Queen, who's not as accustomed to this stuff and hasn't seen them before, get activated offensively early. No.
Well, he put up some shots.
Stay within yourself. No. It just wasn't ever Maryland's kind of game. They showed a lot of heart and guts to have a chance to still win it in regulation. But they just never really looked totally comfortable. I've said it before, I'll say it again. They can win different ways. And they can win low scoring and they can win high scoring. But this was just, everything about this was more in the DNA of Sparty. It was an old school Big Ten, old school Big East rock fight. And that plays to the deeper team. That plays to the team that can trade fouls more. That plays to the team that frankly wins without the 3-point being a part of the equation. A team that's used to playing in close, low scoring, ugly, type games. you know, Willard said it at one point, that the Terps have to learn to be a more efficient offense, even when they can't hit the open three off a transition, and even when they're not getting those run-and-gun great looks. That can only happen through experience. This was certainly experience gained. But if Maryland had won that game, I would have come in here and said, hey, they stole that game. I don't think they played the way they want to play. I don't think they capitalized on the home court advantage enough. And I don't think they won. Of those 40 minutes, how many did Maryland win despite having the better, fresher legs and having the home court? I didn't feel like they won enough minutes.
Yeah, but if they would have won, I wouldn't take any shame in it either.
No, I wouldn't apologize for it, but I would have said they stole that game. Sure. They went to the foul line a bunch late. They tied it, took advantage of it, and stole it late. But there was never a point where they took command of that game.
No. They were down 7 with 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go in this game. And like you said, they were able to get to the line. They were able to hit their free throws late, and they were this close to getting the game into overtime or winning it prior to regulation. But that did not look like the basketball team that we've become accustomed to seeing. The Crab Five, none of them really had great games. Rodney Rice had a great second half. He was out of sorts in the first half, taking so many off-balance looks. Derek Queen hit that mid-range to start the game, to get the scoring underway, and then he just wanted to show off his range the rest of the day. It looked like he was too amped up. The environment looked too much. Julian Reese couldn't get going at all. Jacoby Gillespie, the turnovers were an issue all night. But we haven't brought this up yet. Get a rebound. 13 offensive rebounds Michigan State had compared to Maryland's 4. They were out-rebounded by 12 in that basketball game. Maryland had only 5 fast break points, 16 points in the paint. That's not Maryland basketball.
0 second chance points.
Yeah, here's
while Sparty's getting 14, 15 offensive rebounds.
They run and Willard, and we'll hear from Willard next segment. And somebody was asked him after the game, I think, about Queen and what was the problem. He said, well, they rotated 4 7 footers, and it was the first time that we saw physicality bother Derek Queen in a while. And not only Derek Queen, but Juju was not good last night. Juju was phased by it. He missed a dunk in the second half. Like, they were bothered by Michigan State's physicality. And I thought Ben, we were there last night, and he made the point of talking about the way, and we talked about it before the game, but when you see how they get back in transition, they don't allow any, like, fast breaks are tough to come by, and even transition three-pointers, they're on top of you right away. They make it difficult, but that's no excuse. I'll say this. And I don't, like, I'm not being critical of the people, but Maryland as a team, other than Rice's second half, they stunk.
They would have stole the game.
Yeah, but I think that's also part and parcel of how good they can be and how good they are, that with everything that went down last night, they still showed a lot of heart and were able to force a couple turnovers and get to the line and hit some free throws and have the opportunity to win the game. And then I think Jacoby Gillespie's internal clock was off. You cannot take that shot with 5 seconds left. Like, 3 seconds, maybe you try to get a tip in, but you don't give the other team any time to throw it up. Now, it still took a half-court heave to beat you.
But it was endemic to me of how they played, which was they weren't the smarter team. They didn't win the Johnny Hustle Award, right? That would have gone to Sparty. And then you're also not yourself offensively. That's a lot to overcome. Their starting five was minus 28.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's one person who wore a Maryland jersey last night who made more than 3 points off the floor. It's one person on that entire roster who had more than 3 field goals made. Rodney Rice. Yeah. And that's incredible.
A team that scores 80-some points a game, they had one guy do that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
It's incredible.
And everything Gillespie got was at the line.
And that's the other
part. And he didn't penetrate enough.
That's the other part about the final play. Gillespie had time to penetrate if he wanted to, and yet he settled for the three-point shot too soon. To me, are they going to blow a whistle there late? I don't know. But even if they don't, you go to overtime.
That's the thing.
That's the part. Like, you have the ball in a tie game.
They're going 80 feet on you in 2 seconds.
Exactly.
And to miss it as short as he did, to have it go all front iron, to have that run out, it was a perfect storm for Michigan State.
Real quick, Ben, I wanted to get your thoughts on last night. We walked back to the car. We were parked in the same lot. And I thought something that stuck with me, and I was talking to my dad driving home, like, there are lessons to be learned for Maryland moving forward.
I think it's absolutely a good loss for them right now with where they're at. I talked to Ken about it. 2016, I think Michigan State had a run like Maryland's had. They went to the Big Ten tournament, won it. They had Denzel Valentine, and then they end up losing first round to Middle Tennessee State, and it's like, well, they were just too hot. And I think that could happen with the Terps. Definitely, that's not the game that you want to kind of lose the way they did. And the Jacoby Gillespie shot, I've watched more college basketball than most. If he knocks that shot down, and there's been a number of guys that have shot a three with that amount of time on the clock, and the opposing team gets a timeout with 1.9 or 2 point whatever. If he knocks that shot down, there's not a word being said about it.
Of course not.
The issue is, of course, he misses it the way he did, and it goes like that. Gillespie's been the Terps, a top two player for the Terps all year. He'll rebound from it. Again, it's just tough to have the crowd the way it was, to turn the game the way they did, all for them to lose. And also, we listened to Izzo postgame when we were there. Izzo went out of his way to say that he loves that shot and that's the shot that he knows his guys knocked down. And listen, your team almost gave the game away. He knocked down a lucky shot. You don't need to talk about how many times the dude's knocked that shot down.
Luck of Sparty. Hey, we have a huge Thursday show. We get started guest-wise. Pat Scarry, Towson Tigers have a big game tonight against William & Mary. They have clinched the one seed in the CAA tournament. He joins us at 3:30. The Hall of Famer, Tim Kirshen, covers baseball for ESPN, joins us at 4. Our Hall of Famer, Lucy Burge, BetMGM, joins us at 4:30. And we'll recap last night's loss to Michigan State with Chris Nocke at 5.
Yeah, a lot of college basketball. It's that time of year, March Madness around awesome. The corner. I loved the environment last night. If you don't have plans tonight, or even if you do, drop them. Get down to the arena formerly known as Siku. I think it's just back to being
Towson
like
Arena.
Arena. No, the licensing agreement's up. But either way, should be a really entertaining game. Towson's had a great season, only 2 losses in the CAA all year. Yes, they've already clinched the share of the overall title, but it should be rocking there tonight. Excited to watch them play. We've got O's down in Sarasota. Gunnar Henderson leaving with a trainer. We will keep you abreast of that.
Tyler O'Neill's ball leaving the yard.
Yeah, Grayson, right, today?
Great. Grayson gave him inning and two-thirds.
Grayson on the bump, so we will chronicle all of that for you guys. And we will also continue to dissect and sort of interpret what we heard from DaCosta and Harbaugh the other day from the Combine. What hints did they give us to how they might be building this roster this year, how much money they may or may not be spending, where they're going with their master plan to try to bring, I guess, a title back to Baltimore. I mean, I think that's the goal. I don't know if they're dead set on it or not, but
you know,
that's what they flirt with. Yeah, it's the concept that they flirt with.
They've been pretty darn good. But coming up next, Kevin Willard spoke after the game. What did he have to say about this 58-55 loss to Michigan State? Well, you're going to hear it right after this.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.